Go to podium C.
Doesn't really affect me at all. You know, that's going to be their opinion. That's going to be their decision. All I can really control is, you know, how I prepare and get ready for whatever team picks me. I mean, you know, any player will stand in front of you and tell you that they're confident in their abilities, and you know, I'm no different. You know, I feel that, you know, what I've been able to do at the University of Oregon, what I've learned, has prepared me for this level. I haven't been able to communicate with them at all.
Jamison Crowder, podium B. Jamison Crowder, podium B.
Yeah, I've been able to, while working with Kevin O'Connell, he's given me a play sheet, and at night he tells me to just read the play calls out loud, and you know, that's some little, but you know, I think as you know, this process goes, it's going to help me whenever, you know, whatever team that I get to, in terms of just speaking in the huddle and articulating the plays.
How new is that for you?
It's new. I haven't done it since high school, so it's been a while. Yes, I'll be throwing you.
Was it a tough decision or something you decided?
It was something that, you know, I had decided. You know, I felt that, you know, I was ready and prepared to do it.
How's the shoulder look?
Feels good.
Any issues at all?
No, not at all.
There's the stereotype of spread guy.
Could you repeat that question?
How much of an adjustment do you think it would be for you just to play in the NFL offense?
You know, I think for any rookie quarterback, it's going to be an adjustment, you know, stepping up into this new level. For me, I'm going to continue to absorb as much as I can, learn from, you know, all the people that I can, and do my best in whatever situation I get into. Not necessarily. You know, you can't really, you know, for me, I don't really compare myself to other players. You know, I really just try to make myself the best player that I can be, and you really limit yourself if you compare yourself to others. So that's something that I was taught at a young age. So for me, I just really focus on myself and make sure that I can be the best player that I can be. You know, for us, it's going to be huddling. I haven't huddled in a while, so that'll be you know, one thing. And to everyone, it seems like a little detail, but you know, that is kind of a big thing. So, you know, there's other things as well, in terms of, you know, the 3-5-7-step drops under center. But, you know, that's all stuff that I've been able to work on the last month and will continue to work on. It's been good. You know, I've been able to work in with Kevin O'Connell, and actually Phillip Rivers has come out and helped us out as well. So that's been good.
Marcus, how do you react when you hear NFL types say, well, I'm assuming NFL throws on tape? What do you correct when you hear people say that?
Again, that's other people's opinions. That's something that I can't control. For me, all it takes is one team to believe in me and to give me an opportunity, and I'll do my best to make the most of it.
Marcus, if the huddling is the biggest aspect that you mentioned in the transition, would it be beneficial for you in your career to land with a team like the Eagles, or one that does no huddle a lot or all? I mean, would that be better for your career, you think?
No, not necessarily. You know, that's not really the biggest transition. It's part of the process. You know, there's a lot of different things that you have to go through as a rookie quarterback, and for me, that's one thing amongst a lot, and I'm going to have to do my best to be able to handle all of it.
Marcus, do you believe you're the number one quarterback in this draft?
I'm, as an athlete, as a competitor, any person will tell you that they're the best, and I truly believe that in myself. And you know, we'll see whatever decision is made, but you know, I got to go in with that mentality. I wasn't able to sit down with them.
Marcus, simply show speed and arm strength and things like that in a combine setting, but you can't show an ability to make reads. So how do you articulate that to the teams, or how do you show that you can do that?
it just starts with the interviews. You know, it's not just blurting out all the football information that you know. It's kind of processing and show how you think and how you progress in your reads and just showing what you were asked to do at you know whatever school you're at and hopefully they'll believe in what you're saying and give you an opportunity. To be myself and to enjoy this process as much as you can and you know whatever team gets you and when you get there, make the most of it.
Mark seems like every quarterback here thrives on this idea of adversity and a chip on his shoulder and think of your loss in the national championship game. Are you the kind of guy that likes to put those in a place to go back to and fool yourself, or do you just more of a let it go
That's a good question. You know, I think you know any motivation you know, starts with some type of doubt. And I think, you know, as an athlete, I've, you know, built my motivation over the years as well. But a lot of the stuff you have to kind of put in the past and not worry about it, you know, and move forward. So it's, I would say, a mixture of both.
Mark, what's your best throw and what was your favorite play call at Oregon?
first off, Coach Helfrich and Coach Frost would not allow me to say what the play call is. But, you know, for me, I enjoy throwing the seam ball in three deep coverage. I think for us at Oregon, we did see a lot of three deep zone, and you know our tight ends or you know some of our slot receivers are kind of able to get in those zones, and you know it's a fun throw because you can't put too much onto it because you'll you know throw it into the linebacker's face. You got to put enough touch over it to kind of put it over the linebacker and have enough zip on it to be in front of the safety. Could you just repeat the question, please? You know, it's going to be tough. But for the most part, just learning as much as you can, learning from people like Philip and Kevin, and, you know, finding ways to continue to make good decisions with the football. I mean, yeah, why not? You know, I think that'd be a fun opportunity. But again, you know, this process is out of our hands, out of our control, and we'll see what happens. Could you repeat the question, please? I have not. I haven't. I've met with the quarterback coach, but I haven't met with Coach Kelly. Excuse me? Yes, at Prolific Athletes, but I'm working with Kevin O'Connell as my quarterback coach.
What's your relationship been like with those guys, knowing you're competing with them?
You know, for us, it's not really, you know, I mean, it's a competition. It's a friendly competition that allows everyone to get better. It's not in the sense of, you know, you wish bad amongst them. You just try to go out there and make the most of your opportunity. And I think all of us understand that, you know, playing in the NFL is a dream that we've had since we were little kids, and you know we're all pushing each other to make the most of it. Again, you know, all the situations, you know, you kind of play in your head, but it's really out of our control, and we won't know until draft day. So. You know, that would be an awesome opportunity. I'd love to play for the Browns. But for right now, I just really, you know, you can't really control those things, so I don't try to worry about it.
Mark, is someone specifically concerned about your game translating to the NFL game? How much does that fuel your determination to prove everybody wrong
to play? I guess you could say it's a little bit of motivation, but it's not the reason why I'm doing it. You know, there's a purpose of why I'm here and why I'm standing in front of you, and that's, you know, because I love the game. I want to be a part of this game. I want to be a part of this game for a long time. And, you know, my motivation isn't to prove anybody wrong. You know, my motivation is just to make a dream come true for me.
In your mind, what makes you stand out from all the other quarterbacks in this play? Why should the team take you before it takes any other quarterback?
I mean, that's the opinions of the teams. You know, I don't really care. I'm not trying to compare myself to any other quarterback. You know, I think it'll be an adjustment that, you know, I'll be able to handle. You know, it's some, you know, I'm going to continue to work on with Philip and, you know, different other quarterback coaches right now because Kevin's with the Browns, but for the most part, just learning as much as I can, you know, trying to pick up as much of the concepts, you know, learning how my drops time up with the route concepts and how my feet, you know, are going to help me go through my progressions. So, you know, a lot of this stuff is little things that I can continue to work on and will help my adjustment.
Have you seen any other quarterbacks who've been in the spread that have transferred to the NFL and what they went through, what they did to try to make the transition more easy for
them? I have not.
Just as a fan, I wonder about the pro game
It's the competition aspect of it. You know, this is an opportunity now to play with the best. And, you know, in order to make it in this league, you got to continue to compete and put your best foot forward every single day. And, you know, right now there's guys all across the country that are playing in this league that are already getting ready for next season. And, you know, with that mentality, you got to always kind of be find ways to get better. And, you know, that's what I love about this game is that you can always get better. It's nice, but you know that's stuff that you know it's out of our control. And people will always talk. There will always be rumors. But for the most part, you know, right now in this process for me, I'm just trying to, you know, be the best player that I can be in order to make an impact on at whatever team that I go to.
Two more questions.
It was a mixture of both. I felt that at that point in time, you know, I wasn't feeling to the best of my abilities. And, you know, I thought that, you know, my best step forward would be just going into San Diego and getting ready for this process.
Mark, what kind of speed do you have?
Excuse me?
What kind of speed do you have?
I'll do my best to run, you know, under a 4.5, but we'll see.
Last question. Ready to play in a pro style offense? Could you be ready on opening day next year? Would it be, you know, 8 weeks into the season? Would it be a year, 2 years?
You know, my goal is to make an impact from day one. I think, you know, I'm going to continue to have that mentality, you know, find ways to improve myself in order to be ready for day one.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Marcus.